Professor News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th president of the United States in the Capitol Rotunda today. Trump says the United States will stand up for itself and once again be the envy of the world.
From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
Dozens of executive orders have already been prepared for his signature to clamp down on border crossings, increase fossil fuel development, and end diversity and inclusion programs across the federal government. Former President Biden's final act in office is causing some controversy.
President Joe Biden said his family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats motivated solely by the desire to hurt him. Biden calls it the worst kind of partisan politics. The Democrat says he has no reason to believe these attacks will end. Just minutes before leaving office, Biden issued a slew of pardons and commutations, including for aides and allies who have been targeted by Republican Donald Trump. It's a remarkable use of Biden's presidential power, since none of those pardoned had been charged with a crime. The move is designed to guard against possible retribution by Donald Trump. Last month, Biden pardoned his son, Hunter. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Frigid temperatures engulfed Texas and other parts of the South on Monday ahead of a rare winter storm expected to bring heavy snow and disruptive ice accumulations to the region, sending residents scurrying to insulate pipes, check heating systems, and stock emergency kits. Meanwhile, people in the northern plains to the tip of Maine are experiencing bitterly cold temperatures as an Arctic mass comes down. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia and number 2, right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly involve training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges, including Columbia and Cornell, face more investigations. SRN News. Another round of talks between Chinese and American leaders.
Last night on Inauguration Eve, China's Vice President Hong Jiang held meetings with incoming Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, as well as separate talks with Elon Musk and other business representatives. The Trump team says the talks come amid ongoing tensions over Pacific regional security, national security, trade, and technology. On Friday, incoming President Trump spoke with China's President Xi, posting on social media that he had what he termed a very good call for both China and the USA. George Williams reporting.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6 struck southern Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the quake hit early Tuesday. Taiwan's Central Weather Administration recorded a magnitude of 6.4. There were no immediate reports of deaths from the quake, though rescuers were still assessing damage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.